A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus also said, "This is what the reign of God is like. A man throws seed on the land, night and day, and while he sleeps. When he is awake, the seed is sprouting and growing. How, he does not know. Of its own accord, the land produces first the shoot, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the crop is ready, he loses no time. He starts to reap because the harvest has come." The Word of the Lord. A few weeks ago, I spent some time working in a friend's vineyard, along with the hired help and the usual field crew. We trimmed the barren branches, tightened the wires that will support and train the new vines in the spring, and cut away the uninvited weeds and suckers that had invaded the vineyard since the harvest. It wasn't hard work, but there was a lot of it, and it was very methodically done. I was impressed by the skill of those with whom I worked. They really knew what they were doing, and they did it quickly. This isn't an unusual scenario when we're talking about field work and tending crops, especially here in Northern California. But it is a particularly striking story in light of today's gospel, which is a parable about a casual sowing of seed in an untended field that produces an abundant harvest, which the owner loses no time to reap. Even if we don't know a lot about gardening, we all know it requires more effort than the parable states. If we want a beautiful bed of roses in the spring, we don't just toss a few seeds on the ground in our backyard, hoping something will happen. Not if we're serious gardeners and want results. And no one who depends on grain or any other crop to feed her or his family would be so nonchalant as the man in the parable who throws seed on the land and then does nothing to foster the crop's growth. If one expects a rich harvest, there's a lot of manual labor that needs to be done. No field flourishes with abundant wheat or grapes without proper attention. So Jesus' parable doesn't fit the pattern of our experiences, but the story is a good one. Don't we wish it were true? Or perhaps we should say, it might be truer than what we first think. The parable questions our ordinary presumptions about the reign of God and how God works in our world. If we think we are the ones in charge, then this parable stops us in our tracks. Or if we have mistakenly thought that God's power and presence in the world rests solely on our awareness and our response, we have another thought coming. And that thought comes to us through the wisdom of the sower's humble admission. I do not know how this happens. I see the result, so I can't deny the reality. I have the harvest in my hands. But I also know I'm not the one orchestrating this operation. The mystery of the parable lies in the discrepancy between the casual planting process and the untended field and its extravagant outcome. It speaks of a power, the power of good in the world that is bigger and more pervasive than any human can fully understand. It speaks of a reign, a kingdom, that enters into the world and seeds creation from the very beginning, and in mysterious ways continues to bring lavish and undeserved gifts to all creation, even while we humans sleep. It's a comforting parable, isn't it? Because most of us are like those with whom I work pruning the overgrown branches in the vineyard. We work hard. We are well trained. We earn our pay and the praise we receive from doing our ministries well. But this parable reminds us that there's another power at work in our our lives and in our ministries. The power of the one whose reign or kingdom and presence was in the beginning and continues to bring forth abundant harvests even while we sleep or are inattentive in our waking hours.